Today I will speak on the topic of Trup, also known as the Ta'amim or Ta'amei HaMikra. And in English, the word for the Trup is the cantillations. Halacha requires that initially, l'chatchila, when one lanes for the tzibur, he should be knowledgeable in the structure of the Trup and to lane accurately by laning with a specific tune, and knowing how to group the words of the psukim, so that the one who lanes is able to convey to the tzibur the accurate translation of the psukim. Trup is divided into two groups. One, the mafsikim, the dividers, or the melachim. Number two, the second group, are called the mechaberim, the connectors, or the Misharasim. The Mafsikim represent the group of Trup that signifies that the Koirei should make a slight pause, and the Misharasim represents the group of Trup that connects and leads directly to the next word. If the Koirei is not familiar with these two groups, he will certainly compromise the meaning and translation of the groups of words in the psukim. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Beis, states the machloikis between Rav and Rav Yochanan in reference to whether the Ta'amei HaMikra, Trup, is a requirement mid'oraisa. Rav holds that Pisuk Ta'amim de'oraisa hu, scriptural cantillations, is of biblical origin and belongs to the category of chukim umishpatim that was taught by Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Yochanan holds that pisuk ta'amim is midrabanon, of rabbinic origin. Rav maintains that trup is midoraisa from the posuk in Nehemiah perek ches, posuk ches, that describes Ezra HaSofer reading the Torah on Rosh Hashanah at the gate of Yerushalayim for those who return from Golos Bavel. The Pasuk states, Vayikru'u vaSofer b'Toras ho'Elohim mifayrosh v'soim sechel vayovinu b'mikra. The words vayovinu b'mikra means they understood the reading. The Gemara states, Ze Pisuk Ta'amim. This alludes to the Trup, the cantillations. Ezra read the words of the Torah with the tune of the Trup, which helped the people in understanding the Torah. The Gemara states that others say, Elu HaMesayrois. The words Vayovinu Bamikra refer to the traditions that Ezra transmitted to the people, including the Mesorah of how the words of the Torah are spelled. Rav Yitzhak adds that Mikra Seiferim, Ve'itur Seiferim, Ve'karyon V'loi Chesivon, Chesivon V'loi Karyon, Halacha L'moshe Misinai. The correct vocalization of words, scribal embellishments, words that are read but not written, or written but not read, are all halacha l'moshe misinai. In addition, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis, also tells us, Amar Rav Shvatia, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol ha-koirei b'loi ni'ima v'shoyne b'loi zimra, Olav ha-kosuv oimer, V'gam ani nosati lohem chukim loy toivim. And Rashi explains that the word ni'ima means nigun ta'amei hamikra ois. Whoever reads from the Torah without the traditional trup violates the decrees of Hashem, as they had turned the decrees given to them by Hashem into decrees which are not good. The musical tones of the trup were taught to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai as part of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Based on this fact, it was asur to write the symbols of the trup in print, since this would belong to the category of Torah Sheba'al Peh that may not be written down. It was subsequently permitted only as a result of the fear that it would be forgotten, as stated in the Gemara Gittin Daf Samech Amid Aleph, Eis la'asois la'ashem heferu Torah Secha, which means, when it is a time to act for Hashem, they have nullified your Torah. Chazal were empowered to make an enactment that would ensure the Torah would not be forgotten. It is for this reason that the Mishnah and the Torah Sheba'al Peh was committed to writing in technical violation of the law because of calamities that befell the Jewish people after the Churban Bayis Sheni that brought about a decline in Limud HaTorah and Torah Sheba'al Peh, which had until then been learned by heart and was now in danger of being forgotten. In addition, the Gemara in Erevin Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis states, Dorash Rovo V'yoyser Shehoyo Koyheles Chacham Oid Limad Da'as Es Ha'om V'izein V'chiker Tikein Misholim Harbei. And besides Shlomo HaMelech being wise, he taught Torah to the people. Rava explains that the words Limad Das Es Ha'om, he taught knowledge to the people, means he taught the Torah to the people with the symbols of the trop. Rashi explains that Shlomo HaMelech taught both Torah Shebikasav and the Mishnah using the Mesorah of the trop. In conclusion, I would like to mention that the Rabbeinu Tam wrote a shir on Klolei Ta'amei HaMikra, in which he poetically explains in detail all of the trop of the Torah. It is obvious from this shir that the Rabbeinu Tam felt the importance of documenting this Mesorah so that future generations may learn this Mesorah and implement it as required in Halacha.